the rehab and recovery will be, that my body will tell me that. You know, they give you certain time frames, 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, whatever the case may be. But at the end of the day, it's going to be determining whether I feel good or not is when I'm going to return back onto the football field. But not season ending. Hopefully I can return before the season ends. We'll see, but it's not season ending. Any questions?
Peace of mind that you know what it is now and know why it's taking this long.
Yeah, well, after the Rams game, tried to run off the field after the game just to see how it felt because I figured I would try to play this game. And when I felt it grabbing at me, I knew something. I mean, before then, I kind of knew something was going on, but it just triggered. You know, red flags kind of went up and came in next morning. Told Doc that I wanted to seek out a second opinion, which is, I mean, we were kind of going that route eventually, but, you know, no sense in waiting any longer.
Craig, when is the surgery?
It'll be out in Philly. I'll get it taken care of next Tuesday. 25-minute procedure. Outpatient. I'll be able to get up, walk out on my own, and I'll be back, walk in the locker room, and you guys will never know on Wednesday.
Do you, the fact that you've already had a couple weeks off, is that going to help your recovery, do you think, because the muscles haven't been tested? Or?
No. The biggest thing, you know, he was saying that I should try to get as much cardio in as possible to help the recovery time as far as returning back onto the field of play, being in shape, because that's the number one thing that's going to take the longest when it comes to me being physically active, is how much I can endure and my stamina and different things like that. So just trying to do different pool works, swimming, whatever it is that doesn't overexhaust the tear, but definitely works it. And it, I can make it worse, but the surgery will fix it no matter how bad it gets, if it gets worse. But in this short period of time, I doubt if I make it worse.
So an injection would have maybe just delayed having to have the surgery until later if it worked?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Injection would have masked most of the pain, but there was still no guarantee that I would be able to go out there and still hit that last gear. And that's the one thing that I have to have. Is actually trying to create more separation than I would be able to create. So, you know, there's no sense to me in taking a shot that may or may not work, may take 3 days to a week to actually start to work when I could have spent a week rehabbing on a surgery that's going to get me back and feeling perfect.
Correct. This is an important year for you going into mm-hmm. what looks like free agency. Mm-hmm. Has that impact, you thought about what this impact might be for that, or is that too far down the road for you?
It's a little far down the road, obviously. You know, it's kind of like a game of chess, you know. Everybody plays. You have to strategically know your next move and kind of set your next move up, but I've definitely thought about it. For me personally, this would be the best situation for me, knowing that I'm not putting myself in harm's way to make it worse or just play and know that I'm not 100%. You know, and free agency will take care of itself. Hopefully I put on film some plays that I'm able to make and showcase my talents. So that'll take care of itself when the time comes. Right now, I have to take care of myself and do what's best for me.
When the two options were laid out, was surgery a pretty easy decision?
Absolutely. I kind of went there and with the mindset that, you know, I was going to probably hear the word surgery. And pending how long the recovery time, that was going to weigh a little bit on it. But since it's not as extensive, you know, like I said, you can't really put a timetable on it because everyone's different. But being that it's a small process, it's not, I know it's surgery, so it's major, but it's in the surgery field realm, it's minor surgery.
Is there a best case scenario time wise?
Is there a best case scenario? Best case scenario is I have the surgery and I'm able to go right away. It's the best case scenario, but I doubt if that would happen. I don't want to give a timetable because that'll be out there and it'll be expected to be back at this is. I don't even want to give timetables. I just want to let my body tell me I'm going
to
be back.
You said trying to run off the field last week, the final straw to get that second look. Were there other frustrating setbacks and times when you wondered if you needed that?
Yeah, absolutely. Just small things, small little minute things that you don't even think of. You know, being in the weight room, training and feeling little things when I shuffle. Just things that you normally just wouldn't ordinarily feel. Many times I went to run, open up, I felt it immediately. So we tried to eliminate that, and the trainers have done a great job in the rehabilitation stages to get me to where I am right now. But now we have to take it a step further.
What can you say about the guys that have picked up their game since you've been gone and really helped this team stay afloat with your absence?
Oh, they've done an outstanding job. There was no doubt in my mind. I don't think there was any doubt in anyone in this locker room's mind that the team wouldn't thrive and continue to have success. There's a lot of guys in here that can make a lot of plays, a lot of impact players. And, you know, when your number's called, you have to make the plays. And when your number's called, you have to be ready to play. Good. Honestly, I'm over being bummed about it. That took place 3-4 weeks ago. So the reality is what it is. I need to take care of it to get back to 100%, and that's the process and protocol that we're taking.
In retrospect, you wish you hadn't come back when you did.
Yeah, you always, in retrospect, you always wish you had done things differently once it didn't work. But had it worked out to where I was okay, then it's like, okay, good that I came back. But since I wasn't able to come back and with a full recovery, obviously I wish I could have, you know, set out and not came back in the Seattle game and taking more time and seeing where I would have been from then. But the past is the past. Can't live in the past. Can't change the past. Time keeps on ticking. So right now, the decision and the choice that we're going with is going to get me back to 100%.
Two more for Greg.
Greg, is there anyone that you referenced as far as this injury or anybody you talked to as far as that
are dealt with? I talked to one of our strength and conditioning coaches. I talked to Zach. Obviously, I talked to Mark Levitt. I talked to a couple of the guys. But Zach was probably the one person that had experience in feeling the same symptoms and having the same symptoms, which gave me some peace of mind, honestly. When he was able to describe some of his symptoms, it pretty much let me know exactly what I was dealing with, which, like I said, it gave me a tremendous amount of peace of mind.
We saw you talking with Coach McCarthy at practice today. What was that conversation like? Did he have any idea, or were you breaking the news to him today? Or?
No, he had an idea. We were just discussing when we were going to tell you guys.